Colossians chapter 1. Read verses 20 through 22 again with me. Having made peace through the blood of his cross, by Christ became the Father, reconciling all things unto himself. By Christ, I say, whether things in earth or things in heaven. And you that were sometime alienated enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he, Christ, reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unremovable. That's right, and unreprovable in his sight. Unreprovable, unremovable. Do you remember how this, we read the verses back there, all things, it says in verses 12 through 16, we give thanks to the Father made us meet or qualified or fit to be partakers of the inheritance and delivered us from the power of darkness, translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, hath. Past tense, present tense, right now, we're in his kingdom. In whom, in Christ, we have, not shall have, but have redemption through his blood. Something we need to notice here. How many times he talks about the blood and Christ's death? That's what this is all about. Even the forgiveness of sins. We had forgiveness, complete forgiveness of sin, all sin. How? Christ, his death, his blood. Christ is the image of the invisible God. He's the firstborn of every creature. By him, all things created. All things created by him and for him. Verse 17, he's before, he's over and above all things. Reigning, ruling, controlling, sending, doing all things. And they're for him. For his glory, somehow. God hath created, Scripture says he created all things for himself, even the wicked, for the day of evil. That's what it said in Proverbs 16:4. He's before all things. By him all things consist. Nothing is happening. Nothing is doing what it's doing on its own. It's all consisting according to his absolute reign and rule and authority. And when it's served his purpose, he rose. He's the head. We're the body. Vitally connected. You can't kill the body if the head's connected to it. Christ's our head in heaven. You can't kill the body. Well, he's the beginning, the firstborn from the dead. In all things, remember? Verse 18. All things he has a preeminence. For it pleased the Father in him should all fullness dwell. Remember that? Brother Gabe reiterated this thing. His message. Christ is all. Is that all you all got to say? That's all there is. All means all, doesn't it? We've already established that. If Christ is all, that means all. He that hath the Son, hath life, hath all things. All fullness. Now, verse 20, this is where we begin tonight. Now, having made peace through the blood of his cross, he made peace by the chastisement of his peace. I was going to read something a couple of days ago, knowing where I was going to preach from. And I was going to read something, and I know you do this. But the Lord showed me something, and I just opened it up about it. You've done it, haven't you? Open for a sign. You know where it opened up? Isaiah 53. That's the sign. And always. It's just about in the middle of my Bible, but it says the chastisement of our peace was laid on him. By his stripes, we're healed. With his stripes, we're healed.
He was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement, the whipping, the punishment that was due to us, Christ took it. He bore it in his body on the tree. And therefore, there is now no condemnation to those whom Christ died for. We have peace with God. God is angry with the wicked every day. That's what the Scripture says. God hateth all the workers of iniquity. That's what the Scripture says. God will by no means clear the guilty. That's what the Scripture said. God's going to destroy this world someday. That's what the Scripture said. But there's no condemnation. There's no hatred. There's no anger. There's no wrath. There's no judgment. Only peace. Peace for God's people in Christ. Those who believe and trust Christ. Not those that work it, but those that believe it. Peace. Christ kept saying that over and over and over and over to his disciples. How many times did he have to tell us that until we had peace? Peace. Peace. Remember the last scripture verse? Maybe not the last, but one of them, where Christ said, "Peace I leave with you. I'm going to the cross to bear your punishment. And God is going to pour out his wrath, make my soul an offering for sin. And I am going to obtain peace for you by the blood of my cross, my own precious blood. God's going to forsake me that he won't forsake you. God's going to not spare me that he will spare you. God's going to pour out his wrath on me because he loves you. And I'm going to make peace by the blood of my cross." He said, "Peace I leave with you. Peace that passeth understanding. Peace that nobody can take away. And my peace I give unto you in your heart by hearing the gospel, by hearing his word, by believing, peace by believing. Not as the world giveth." That's what he said. "Not as the world giveth." They say peace, peace, when there is no peace. Christ said there never will peace be peace on this earth. You'll hear wars and rumors of war. "But the peace I give unto you, no man will take." So he made peace by the blood of his cross. And verse 20 says in our text, it says, "By him, by Christ, it pleased God to reconcile all things unto himself," to God. By him, I say. Don't you love that, Brother John? "By him, I say." Let me say it again. Whether things in earth or things in heaven. Now, the word reconciliation is a long word. It's one of the few long doctrinal words in the Bible. There are not many long words in the Scripture. You don't have to know words like transubstantiation, supralapsarianism. You don't have to know those. But you do need to know justification, sanctification, justification, five syllables. Sanctification, five syllables. Propitiation. These are Bible words, five syllables. This is one of the longest. Reconciliation. Do we need to know this? 23 times. 23 times the form of the word is used. Okay? Like election, 27. Reconciliation, what does it mean? Well, it has several meanings. None of them differ. They all go together, and they all point to Christ. They all tell us what Christ did. They all tell us what salvation is by Jesus Christ. Listen carefully. You've got to listen carefully. All right? The word reconciliation means atone. Means cover. The word reconciliation means restore. Restore to favor. The word reconciliation means change. Make new. Don't you like it? You like it? The word reconciliation is conciliate. Reconciliate. Conciliate means to overcome the hostility. Overcome the enmity. To make compatible, to make agreeable. Christ came to do all this. Everything was okay. in the beginning. Go with me to Genesis 1, okay? All these things Christ hath done by being crucified. Reconciliation, okay? By the blood of His cross, Christ has atoned. He's restored. He's made new. He's overcome enmity. He's conciliator, that is, made compatible, one, and agreeable. His people, by the blood of His cross. All these things have Christ crucified done. Now let me illustrate by the Scripture. Genesis 1. Now we can look around at our world and clearly see that everything is twisted and corrupt and vile and just out of sync, messed up. There's nothing straight. Everything crooked. Everything's a mess. It's corrupt, it's vile, it's unnatural. Everything on earth. Nothing is as it should be. Nothing is as it was created by God. Nothing. Mankind, his thoughts, his ways, his heart, his will is twisted. Isaiah 1 says, from the sole of his feet to the top of his head is not one single sound, straight, good thing in him. Not one. There was, in the beginning, the world, our created world. The whole creation, Scripture says, groaneth, travaileth in pain because of sin. It's violent. The world is full of violence. Even the animal world is full of violence. It wasn't that way in the beginning. Look at Genesis 1. When God created everything, verse 31, God saw everything. Verse 31, everything He made, and behold, it was very good. I know He's smiling. Smile. God is pleased. Everything is very good. Everything is as it should be. Man, created for the glory of God, for the relationship with God. He has it. Peace, love, joy, gentleness, goodness, meekness, faith, temperance, love, peace, a peaceable kingdom. The animals, peace. They weren't eating each other. Man wasn't eating them. Peace. As it should be. Something happened. Chapter 3. Something happened. You know, sin entered. Serpent. The serpent came. Now, this corruption didn't start right there. It started in heaven. Remember? Things in heaven. Things in heaven got out of sync, as it were. The serpent, Lucifer, I will exalt my throne to the star. I will. Free will. That's where it all started. Started in heaven with free will. Started on earth with free will. Alright? The serpent. Everything in heaven. He took a third of the heavenly hosts. Things in heaven. There was war, Scripture says, war. Sin, enmity, rebellion, war, and then He came to earth according to God's will. He came to earth. And He injected His venom in the man and the woman, didn't He? And then sin came into this world, and with it, fear, enmity with God and each other. Shame, blame, cursing, curse, sorrow, sweat, pain, toil, labor, thorns, thistles, violence, blood was shed, and death. And so, but God, rather than destroy the whole world, God said, one man is going to by one man. Alright? You're thinking of Christ, aren't you? It's so, it's true. But there was a man that represented him called Noah. Go to chapter 6 with me. Genesis chapter 6. Alright? Everything about man was bad and evil and twisted. What? And man was living at this time 700, 800, 900 years. You know how sinful we are in 70 years. How sinful would man become in 900 years? Well, he did. And it's as if God said, that's enough. Right? Look at verse 5. God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth. Every imagination of the thought of his heart was only evil continually. He repented the Lord in our language. Grieved him at his heart in our language. God knew all of this in the beginning. But he said, I will destroy man who I've created from the face of the earth. Man and beast, the creeping thing, fowl, everything. I want to destroy it all. Everything. But Noah. Noah, here's a picture of Jesus Christ. The grace of God. Grace and truth. Verse 9. Noah was a just man, a perfect man. Noah walked with God. That's our Lord Jesus Christ. You know what Noah's name means? Anybody? Surely you did. Rest. His name means rest. God's going to destroy this world. He said, I'm going to destroy this world. Noah, build an ark. Alright, God said, the end of all flesh, verse 12, is corrupt. God said to Noah, see, this was between God and Noah, to make a vessel of mercy, a vessel of love, a vessel of salvation. The end of all flesh, earth is filled with violence. Behold, I will destroy them all, except those with you. Now look at verse 14. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms. Nests. Shalt thou make in the ark. And thou shalt. That word is reconcile. That's the word. That's the Old Testament word. Look it up. Look it up. It's the exact same word as reconcile. Noah, you're going to reconcile all things. Pitch it within. Pitch it with that. You're going to cover it. Remember I said it's home? You're going to cover this ark. Noah, you're going to do it, Noah. You're going to cover it by yourself. Without and within. And someone said this gopher wood is like cypress, a cypress tree. And the pitch came from the very tree that was cut down to make the ship with. That is that. Christ by His own precious blood. Christ the tree of life. Christ is this ark. Christ is Noah. Christ is our rest. Christ is our propitiation. By His own precious blood. By Himself. His body was covered with blood. Like that ark. And those found in Christ are reconciled. Atoned. Covered. Loved by God. I love saying this because Brother Stephen, if there was a bumper sticker that said, smile, God loves you, it was on the inside of the ark. It was on the inside of the ark. What? Because everybody God loved was in that ark. Everybody God saved was in that ark. And the wrath of God, the judgment of God, God rained down His wrath that was meant for mankind, rained it down on that ark. And there were sinners in that ark, but that wrath didn't touch them. Why? Peach. Not one drop. That boat never sprang a leak. Not one drop fell on it. That's Christ. See, they were reconciled. They were pitched without, within, covered by that pitch. And so are we. I like this. Somebody said, Noah didn't. He got up. He'd been in that ark for a while. And he got up and he stumbled and he fell. And all of God's people will fall. We fall. We sin, don't we? But if someone said he didn't fall out of the ark, he can't. Why? God shut him in. And he's pitched. Once under the blood. You say once under the blood, always under the blood. I sure love that. That's the word reconciliation. I promise you, look it up. If you believe me, don't look it up. If you don't, do it. Pitch, same word. All right, Colossians 1, go back there. So that's the Old Testament word, pitch. Reconciliation. And it says all the way through Leviticus, talks about making the atonement. It said you'll make reconcile the altar and the blood and so forth. Same word. All right, so God, who was angry with the world, with mankind, poured out His wrath upon it, upon the sinful world, and everybody that was not in that ark died, didn't they? But everybody, a few in the ark, were covered by that pit. They had peace with God. Verse 20. So He has done that for us through the blood of His cross. By Him to reconcile. He did it now. The story of Noah sounds like Noah did it all, doesn't it? There's no mention of anybody helping Noah nail one nail or one brushstroke of pitch. Why? Because He's the type of Christ. Because Christ did it all by Himself. But those few in the ark covered by pitch. Now it says here, we have peace with God through the blood of His cross. And Isaiah, I read to you, it says, we're by His stripes we're healed. And it says this in Isaiah. It says, it pleased the Lord to do that, to bruise Him. He made Him, He put Him to grief. He made His soul an offering for sin. And when He sees His seed, He'll prolong His day. That's Christ risen from the grave. The sacrifice accepted. The pleasure of the Lord prospered in His hand. And He will see the travail of His soul and be satisfied. Substitution and satisfaction. That's the gospel. Christ made peace for us. God loves His people in Christ. Christ restored some of fallen mankind to God. And He does this by the Spirit of God. Go to 2 Corinthians 3. 2 Corinthians 3. Brother Stephen read chapter 5. We'll look at that also. But 2 Corinthians 3. Look at this. The Spirit of God, through the preaching of the gospel, God's people are born again. They're changed. Their natures are changed. They're brought back to God who they were enemies of. Said, and you who were enemies in your mind by wicked works, hath He reconciled. How did He do that? He came and preached peace unto you. He came and preached this gospel to you. And look at 2 Corinthians 3. It says in verse 18, we all with open face, beholding as in a glass. What's the glass? You're looking at it right now. This Bible. The glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord. God who caused the light to shine out of darkness and shine in our heart to give the light and the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. The glory of God. Where is it? In the Lord Jesus Christ. And so when we behold His glory, the gospel of His glory, the gospel of His Son, the gospel of His blood, the gospel of reconciliation, we're changed. Into the same image. You read it? We're changed into the same image from glory to glory by the Spirit of the Lord. This new birth takes place by the hearing of the gospel. Those animals in that ark, how'd they get in that ark? Noah called them. Noah went out there and chose them. They didn't choose Noah. He chose them, right? Noah went out and said, that lion and that female lion. Didn't it? That tiger and that female tiger. Didn't it? That zebra and that female zebra. That monkey and that female monkey. That turtle and that. He chose them all, didn't he? Alright? Then what did he do? Come. And he walked. You know what they all did?
Followed him.
Where?
In the garden.
A lion won't come when you call it. Will it? These did. A wild ass's colt won't come when you call it. One did when Christ called it. Didn't. And neither will you come unless he calls you. All right? They all got in that ark. Lions, lambs, wolves, turtle doves, natural born enemies. You know what they all did? They lied down. Their natures changed. Immediately changed. And the lion lay down with the lamb. The wolf with the lamb. The lion with the turtle dove. They were friends. There were no bars. There were no cages. There were no restraints. They were all free. They all ate the same food. What? Straw. Grass. Lions don't eat straw. They did in the ark. There was no bloodshed in that ark. There was no death in that ark. It's all changed. They're all reconciled. They're all friends. Where? In the ark. In Christ. He's the one that did Noah. Noah did all that. Reconciled. Christ made peace by the blood of his cross. Now, when that ark rested, now the overflowing scourge of God's wrath came down hard on the planet Earth and wiped it out. Changed it all. Some most believe that that's what all the continents were divided. And all these changes on Earth happened, okay? And the separations and all that. And that ark rested, Mount Ararat, I think it was. Huh? Alright, when that ark rested, and the water dried up from off the face of the earth and went to its place where God said, hitherto shall you come and no further. And a rainbow. That's Christ did. He said, I'll never destroy man by water again. Fire, but not water. Not water. And everything will continue as it were by the mercy and the goodness of God. Noah and all those animals got off that ark to a new world. A new world that had been, as it were, washed. Washed. Try to imagine the peace, the quiet, the beauty. There was no mud. There was no mud. No mud. Dry ground. Like Joshua and his those that walked over, no mud, muck, no mire, dry, solid rock. Beautiful valleys. Beautiful. Everything changed. Made brand new. And when this kingdom of God that's in Christ, the ark, rests someday, it will make all things brand new. All things brand new. Our Lord said, as in the days of Noah, as in the days of Noah, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. In closing, I want you to read with me Isaiah, two passages. I haven't been very long at all, just 30 minutes. Isaiah 65 and Revelation 21. Let's look at what all Christ has made new, is making new. Isaiah 65, verse 17. God said, you have it? Behold, I create new heavens and a new earth. And the former shall not be remembered, nor come into mind. Oh, but be ye glad. Rejoice forever in that which I created. This new heaven, this new earth that Christ is making and made is wherein dwelleth righteousness. No sin, nothing shall defile it. Peace forever. Beauty, purity, holiness. When I create, behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing and her people a joy. Sin brings nothing but sadness and sorrow and pain and suffering and ends up in death. And this kingdom doesn't end up, doesn't end. And there is no death. and it's joy unspeakable, full of glory. I will, verse 19 said, I will rejoice in Jerusalem. My joy and my people. The voice of weeping shall be no more heard in here, nor the voice of crying. Now look at Revelation 21 and I quit. Revelation 21. It's going to end about as high as you can get. Revelation 21. It really is, people. Somebody said the other day that they took a test and tested positive. I said, well, I could have spared you the test. I can tell you positively, it's all going to end wonderful. Going to end wonderful. They're all positive for God's people. I'm positive. Because all the promises of God are in Jesus Christ. They're positive. Yea and amen to the glory of God. Where? By us. We're going to shout hallelujah for every single thing that He has done. Everything. We know as we've been known. I'm positive. Look at this. Verse 2. I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem. That's what he said there in Isaiah 65. Coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. That's the church, God's people, His kingdom. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, look at this. The tabernacle of God is with men. He will dwell with them. They shall be His people. And God Himself, Jesus Christ, shall be with them and their God, be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are passed away. Christ reconciled everything, changed it all. Things in heaven. There's no more Lucifer, no more nothing to spoil heaven. Things in earth, the new heaven, no more sin, nothing to defile it ever again. Why? Christ reconciled to God. And He that sat on the throne, verse 5, said, behold, I make all things new. The same Christ who made the first earth is the one who made the second. He said, write this down. Right, these words are true and faithful, positive. And He said unto me, it's done. Don't you like that? It's done. It's over. It's good as done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning, the end. And I will give unto him that is athirst. Does this world make you thirsty for this? Righteousness? Of the fountain of the water of life free, that's Christ Himself. He that overcometh, that's faith, trust, belief in Him, shall inherit all things. And I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving, cast down. Let's trust Him, Gavin. Why not trust Him? It's all good. Christ hath reconciled us to God. We have peace with God. God's not angry with His people. He's not punishing His people. Either. He's not taking anything out on us. He took it all out on Christ. You understand? And everything that happens to us is 100% for our good and His glory. That's what He said. God can't lie. Why? Because Christ reconciled all that. He's reconciled. My God is reconciled. His pardoning voice I hear. He owns me for His child. I shall no longer fear. Say that again. I shall no longer fear. Go back and read these verses again. Okay. Reconciliation. Just a big word. It's just another word for what Christ had done. Salvation. Stand with me. Oh Lord, thank you for your blessed book, the blessed hope, blood of Christ. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you that you've given us this ministry, this gospel of reconciliation. how that Christ was made sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. Thank you, Lord, for this reconciliation that Christ hath restored the kingdom to God, to you and your people, made us and broken down this enmity in your people. We pray that you would do this. We beseech thee, O Lord, that men might be reconciled to God, others. Break down this enmity in our neighbors and friends and family. And cause them to see their need of Christ. Come to Him for mercy, for pardon, forgiveness of sin. Be reconciled to Him. Thank you, Lord. In Christ's name, amen.